It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning.
Welcome.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Woo! It's Friday.
It's here. We made it.
Yes.
I couldn't be more excited.
Today is the last day for you for a while.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Hey, I'm only gone a week.
That's longer than usual.
Yeah, this is true. Hey, you know what? Next week is Christmas week, and so I thought, I'm going to spend it with my family.
That's so sweet.
We're going to do lots of things. We're going to make crafts. Macaroni and cheese, of course. That's what I'm talking about. We don't make real crafts.
With a K. Crafts.
I don't craft. Yeah. I still haven't even figured out everything that we got to do.
Wow.
There's so many Christmas parties and so much stuff leading up to Christmas. I'm looking forward to enjoying Christmas with my family.
My Christmas, the last party I go to is on Christmas Eve, on Monday.
Yeah.
After that, nothing.
That's pretty much, yeah, ours as well.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Do you have, like, family plans for Christmas?
Yes, to go over to their house and sit there all day.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Yeah, I have no idea yet. I just know it's going to be chaos. Like, everybody's coming in town.
Yeah, well, Christmas Eve is always really hard because we both work on a church campus.
Yeah.
And so he is busy all day for Christmas Eve.
Right.
So I don't see him at all. Maybe I'll go home and watch this movie.
Home Alone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. It is, 5 days till Christmas Day.
5 days?
Yeah.
Guess who started Christmas shopping yesterday?
You did.
I did.
You just started Christmas shopping?
Yes.
Stever?
I'm weeping in here.
Sorry. How about...
He fed the birds.
Okay.
His daughter came back.
Maybe some, like, happier... I don't know. Old Christmas music is weird. Can I just say that? I started a playlist yesterday, and there's a lot of Bing Crosby and a bunch of old Christmas music. And some of it was cool. A lot of it was just weird. It wasn't fun. It reminds me of this one, actually. Have you heard this?
No.
This is Dominic the Donkey. It's an Italian Christmas donkey. Yeah, a lot of it was like this, though. It was just old, weird
songs. You're like, this isn't what I wanted to hear for Christmas music.
And once again...
You just wanted... Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby the entire time.
Yeah, we got everything set up last night, and we were rocking. It was iTunes Radio, you know, they have that.
That's
new.
What we have too.
And so we were rocking that, and it was like Christmas classics, but 9/10 of them weren't about Jesus. It was just weird old Bing Crosby Christmas donkeys. This isn't
Bing Crosby has weird music too.
Yeah,
I've never heard any of that.
Yeah,
I don't want to. Don't ruin it.
Here, this isn't weird, but this isn't about Christmas.
Really. Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, yeah. This is this goes with the movie.
Yeah, we're trying to get into like the Christmas spirit, wrapping presents today. The boys have their Christmas party at school.
Oh, okay.
They had to do Secret Santa and all that. I am tired of Secret Santas. I'm tired of white elephant parties and all this crap. I've spent more money on random strangers than I have my actual family for Christmas. It's getting out of hand.
That's so
I want to boycott. Can I boycott? Boycott!
Yeah, you can.
That obviously works. Speaking of boycott, update to the big old Duck Dynasty story you can check out at facebook.com/mystaticradio because I know that was the big talk yesterday. You know what? We're just going to boycott.
Oh, yeah.
Unless, of course, it returns in January, which it does.
Then we're going to watch
We're going to watch it reluctantly. Ugh. Boycott. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Whatevs.
Yeah.
We got invited, like, Static Radio got invited to join a page, like a Duck Dynasty page.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can we, I thought we're not really like a.
I don't know.
We get the invite. We're not even.
I don't
like
know.
Real. You just know. Go like us on Facebook.
I don't know. I have to
we're
find it.
We supposed to go like it or what?
It's on my phone. I don't know.
Is
yeah.
it about bringing back Phil?
No, it was like I stand with Phil or something like that.
Yeah.
Whatevs. I'm pretty sure a Facebook page doesn't change any of that.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Chime in.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Actually, for some not so breaking news, the air conditioner's on.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Frozen. Now for your breaking news. A new poll shows that nearly half of Americans think businesses should greet their customers with happy holidays or season's greetings instead of probably Merry Christmas. But here's the thing. When I'm walking into a store, I'd almost rather not be greeted at all. Like, no, don't ask me if I'm okay. Just go. I just want to shop and get this over with.
Wow.
I'll come to you if I need something.
Amazing.
I was not good in retail when I worked in retail.
Like, I can hear that.
No, I just didn't want
to talk to anybody.
I didn't
want. Good thing you worked out. It works out in radio.
It's not that I didn't want to talk to anybody. It's like, well, do they really want to know everything about the store right now?
Maybe they do. Maybe that's why they're in there. Maybe they've
never
been
do.
In there. You're assuming.
I never want to.
You're assuming because that's the way you want it. Everybody has to be like that.
Yeah, obviously. I'm like part of the norm, you know? You know what I mean?
Wow.
Oh,
that'll make a good question of the day.
Hmm. Someone stole approximately 40 million customers' credit card information from Target. Did you hear about this?
Oh,
crazy
great.
Target breach. Yeah.
Like Target cards or real cards?
I'm not sure. I think it might be Target cards.
Okay. I don't have one of those.
Exactly.
But they still ask me.
40 million.
Every time
I'm like,
I go, no, I don't want 10% off.
It's 5.
No. It's only 5%
now? Pretty sure it's
only 5. Gosh.
So it's just like.
That doesn't even cover tax. No.
You walk up and you don't even have to like say any. It's like you don't want to say hi. You're like, no, I don't want a Target card. Swipe.
Yeah.
I'll just pay with my own
but
money.
Thank you so much for offering to put me in debt
again.
And be a freaking slave to another lender.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, cool. A group of scientists say they found preliminary indications that there may be huge diamond deposits at the South Pole.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, really, it's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's the South Pole.
Right.
It's more cold, actually. Freezing, if I'm being honest.
Right.
So cold. So, cold.
And moving on. Thank you.
Thanks, Mario.
For pointing out.
You just sounded like an Italian plumber there.
Thank you.
And moving on. It's me.
No.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Researchers have launched a fundraising campaign to help them create what they suggest to be the next big pet product on the market. Bigger than the automatic food dispenser or the hole in the door that lets dogs and cats enter and exit at will.
Robotic cat.
Close. Their product is the No More Woof that reads and translates thoughts.
Oh my gosh.
The device is designed like a headset complete with recorders and microcomputers that help analyze information and brainwaves from the dog and then translate them into human language.
No.
The device is placed atop the dog's head.
I can't believe that.
Believe it. They're doing it. It doesn't mean it's actually going to work, but it's really
that's
happening.
That's not real. There's no way that's real.
I hope not.
Oh.
It's like one of those things you saw in like an early 90s movie. You're like, haha, that's so funny. That'll never happen. And then somebody does it. And you're like, wait, what?
That doesn't mean it's real, though.
Right.
It's a dog.
They're not talking. It's cool.
Well, I mean, they're trying to communicate in some way.
In India, the owner of a billboard dedicated to Nelson Mandela was embarrassed after the discovery that a photo of actor Morgan Freeman was used instead of one of the what is it?
I saw this on the news yesterday. Used a photo of Morgan Freeman
instead of Nelson Mandela.
Honoring Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
I mean, didn't he play Mandela in Invictus?
Yeah.
Is that why?
I think that's probably why.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Poor India.
Literally, Michelle.
Oh, come on.
That's messed up, dude.
Stop it.
I mean, it's not. Gosh.
I didn't mean it like that.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you see who's going to play Mandela?
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Yes. I did see that, actually.
So his answer was yes.
So.
There you go.
So. Yep.
Breaking news. Veterinarians in London said a stray puppy brought to a rescue group was found to have swallowed women's underwear. Barney, a 9-month-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier, was in his second day at the rescue shelter when a volunteer spotted a pair of women's underwear in his droppings. And then he passed 2 more pairs of panties during the following days. 3 pairs of underwear.
Underwear. Under there. Because it was in his tummy. Okay. That joke worked way better in real life, not on the radio.
It works.
Because I pointed to my stomach, people. I was pointing to my stomach because that's where they were.
It worked. It did. But it also worked better when we were like 9.
Ah. Yeah.
It was good. Good one, though. I liked it. Fun Joke Friday!
Yeah.
Okay. And last for your breaking news, this is kind of a little bit weird.
What?
As an unnamed man left a Walmart in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, no.
3 women caught up with him and said he had a dark spirit following him and that they could help cleanse his soul.
Mm.
He went with them to their van where they asked for all of his money and jewelry because that was the root of all of his problems. He didn't have much cash, so at their suggestion, he went back into Walmart and cashed a check for $500.
Are you kidding me?
It took several days, but the man thought about it and decided to call police, who amazingly were able to find the woman.
Wow. Good job, Santa Fe police.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, the whole thing is crazy. That poor dude was obviously, like, open to suggestion.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah.
God spirit following me, man.
What do I gotta do? Oh, I just gotta give you all my jewelry. Hold on, let me just cash this check at Walmart. This makes total sense.
Yes.
But you know what? If you don't know the truth, you're probably gonna fall for anything. So.
Mm-hmm. And last for your breaking news,
YouTube
guru guy Steve, whatever his name is, got a thank you gift from Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
He made a parody video this year of Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball video, where he actually swung from a wrecking ball naked. And after he made that video, it kind of blew up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And after 9 weeks, Miley's single Wrecking Ball shot back up to #1 on the Billboard 100.
So she's attributing it to that guy's freaky YouTube video?
Yeah. So last week, Miley Cyrus's management company asked for his address so that they could send him something, and he got champagne from Champagne!
All right.
From Miley.
Amazing.
And that's your breaking news.
All right.
There you have it.
Breaking news brought to you by Fiction Family.
Where they don't need no Santa Claus.
Boom. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Good morning.
Here comes Santa Claus. Down
this song.
It's Elvis.
I know.
Now, Santa Claus isn't coming. But Stever is.
Hey! Oh, man. He's on the floor already! He's on the floor. He's curling up in a ball on the floor. You can't stop this. There it is. There it is.
Hey.
There it is. Oh my gosh. I think you could play this.
Steve-O.
He's not alive right now. You made it.
Could be the greatest song ever written.
Who's your friend? It's almost like I invented them.
You know what I mean?
They're set to play the weekend of the Super Bowl. Man, yeah. Foo Fighters playing New York City. They've been on a hiatus for a while, and I'm so excited that they're playing shows again.
So what qualifies as flashback?
This is pretty flashback. We'd have to play like Monkey Wrench and go old school. Don't worry, I've got plenty.
I knew that. That was kind of the thought.
Thank you, Stever. I told you for so long, I said, don't play stuff I don't know for Flashback Friday.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to play, something from a 19-year-old. that really doesn't have flashback music. So,
right.
All right. So you'll get plenty of that this morning with the with Flashback Friday.
Uh-huh.
Steve-O's got plenty of it planned
yes.
for you. So anyway,
yes,
birthdays. All right. Can yeah. I keep can I keep picking Flashback Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the 354th day of 2013. Only 11 days left in this year. What have you done with 2013? When you look back,
I don't know.
What's it going to be like?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I'm going to look forward, I think. 2014.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
All righty, let's get right to this. American Idol finalist? Did he win? Did he win? I've been waiting for my dreams to David Cook.
Oh, yeah, he won.
I keep seeing him on a billboard like, oh, that guy's still doing stuff. So yeah. He's playing like a casino here or something like that.
Is that right?
Oh, come on. Yeah. Already
you haven't seen
casinos?
That billboard? It's all over like the
got a very Nashville sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I haven't seen
yeah, my buddy Dave's mom loves him.
It sounds like most of Christian quote-unquote music.
Yeah.
The genre sounds like the
right.
Christian genre.
Right.
Anyway, it's David Cook's birthday. He was an American Idol finalist, winner.
He is probably 29.
He is 33.
He's only 31.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So this next actor, I did a little more research, Steve-O. Okay, Blazing Saddles, Chinatown, The Practice, Alphas, and he played Babyface Nelson on As I went down in the river Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Really?
Yep. That good old way. Remember Babyface?
Yeah.
Don't call me Babyface! And he shot everybody with the Tommy gun.
So, the dude that played Gary?
On Alphas, right.
I don't know his real name.
Michael Badalucco.
Oh, wow. It's a good name. Man, you're playing the jams this morning. They That's just, pretty, like, touch your soul.
It's a Well, we're just getting started, brother.
He is 36.
39.
Okay, he was in Chinatown, Steve-O.
Oh, right.
And
wait, how did he play?
Yeah.
Gary looks like he's 20 years old.
Not Gary. My bad. not the. No, he played the.
He played the
alpha that seemed autistic.
Wait, I changed my guess.
But he was like kind of a pet of the antagonist alpha.
63. Oh.
So you can guess again. I forgot Gary was.
Gary.
I thought. Yeah,
Gary
I forgot
was
Gary
autistic.
Was the guy with the badge. Yeah.
He was the dude with the.
Okay, so how old?
59.
He's 59.
Boom. That's right.
He just needed a little help. My bad. My bad on that one.
That's okay. Yeah, that's right. I got it right.
Good
I'm
job.
Better than you.
You
I'm
are.
Winning.
You are.
No.
Okay, Steve-O said, I'm playing the jams.
Oh, yes.
There it is. Okay.
John Hillerman. Oh, come on. Really?
So not Tom Selleck?
No. Hey, you got to love this guy.
Is that the dude that was the butler?
Higgins.
I don't know who John
Higgins
Hillerman
is. Was not the butler. He actually played the guy who Magnum thought he worked for.
Right.
It turned out, spoiler alert, Higgins, who was supposedly the keeper of the land and property.
Hagrid.
Yeah, I forget the name of the guy that Magnum thought he worked for. But Sam Swan will probably remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's John Hillerman's birthday.
Nice.
He is 63.
Devo?
He is 71.
81.
Dang it.
Already 81 years young. Now, if the old man were here, he would be very pleased.
I think I hear this. I've heard this on infomercials. Like, get this CD now.
If I hear you
calling. Steve-O?
What's the chorus?
Gosh, I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the chorus?
I think this was the only hit that Kiss had with Peter Criss as lead vocal.
Okay. I'm going to just say it. Never was a huge fan of Kiss.
Yeah.
The only Kiss song I enjoyed was when Bill and Ted sang one of theirs.
Yeah, well, this is one of their bigger hits. And it was Peter Criss, the drummer for Kiss.
Yeah. Was that the cat?
Yeah, it actually was.
Sweet.
I had this 45. It was a little record that you would play.
Yeah.
Miniature vinyl.
Not a gun.
No. Okay, how old's Peter Criss?
51.
65.
68.
Dang it. Wow.
Dang.
Yep.
What's this?
And no, the Bulls are not getting ready to take the court.
Oh, is this what they play?
Yeah, the extended version of this. This is Eye in the Sky. It's Alan Parsons' birthday.
From the Alan Parsons Project?
That's right. Also the producer of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
He is 69.
73.
65.
Dang it.
All right, we are already to dates.
What?
I won.
Yeah, believe it or not. Let's go to dates.
No.
Back
my,
on...
My father-in-law's ringtone.
Back on this date in what year? You ever done Amazing Grace to this tune?
I was just singing it in my brain.
Really? Ready?
Yes.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Have you never heard that? He saved a
wretch like me. Yeah, so anyway, yeah. On this year, or on this date in what year, the Louisiana Purchase was completed at a ceremony in New Orleans.
Great. Where's Matt? He would give me a reference once. Mitch went to freaking Moriarty. I'm screwed.
Louisiana Purchase.
Louisiana Purchase, Michelle.
1892.
And the America pretty much doubled its size at this point.
1817.
What did Mitch say?
1890 what?
Two.
Oh, 1803. Almost 100 years before that.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Why are you mad at me?
On this date, in what year, South Carolina became the first state to secede from the United States?
Wow.
Can you define secede?
Well, think about it. The North and the South.
They left the Union to form the Confederacy.
Yes. Okay.
Does that help, Mitch?
Jack would know this. We were talking about it this week. We were doing trivia with him, and we were trying to name all the states.
17.
Okay, Moriarty's done.
I don't
know. Go ahead, Steve-O.
I can tell you all the states. That doesn't help you with it. I can tell you every single state. That doesn't help you.
It's a sad state. Just kidding.
Just say 18 almost anything. And
I know. 18. Ah! 51.
1860.
Gosh dang it!
Yeah, very.
We were just talking about it, too.
Very close to the beginning of the war, so.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. On this date, in what year, Thomas Edison privately demonstrated his incandescent light at Menlo Park, New Jersey.
You can make fun of me because I have no reference. I have no clue.
1492.
Oh, my God.
Good try, Mitch. Now you're just being silly.
No, she just left. She just left. She went to go get Sam Swan.
Okay.
Man. 1797.
You kind of had the numbers in there. 1879.
Dang it.
All right, is Mitch back?
Yeah.
All right, because we got another date.
Okay.
All right.
What was the date?
It was 1879 for the light bulb.
Good.
Okay, Steve-O, you said I'm playing them. I'll keep playing them. On this date in what year the United States sends troops into what country, Steve-O?
Panama.
To overthrow government of Manuel Noriega. Yeah, Panama.
Dude. Well, this record came out in 1984, so... I'm going to go with that, because I don't remember.
Okay. What year was it, Mitch?
1980.
1989. Dang it!
Oh. Yeah, they went and surrounded his compound and blasted music. I wonder if they played Panama.
Oh, man. They should have.
On this date in what year, what I would say is probably the greatest hitter ever.
Ted Williams.
His eldest daughter, Bobby Joe, dropped her objections to her siblings' decisions to have the Hall of Famer's body frozen at a cryonics lab in Arizona.
And we are talking about Ted Williams, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Because he is the greatest hitter.
And he's from Boston.
Well, it's weird because I'm not a Red Sox fan, but I was a big Ted Williams fan.
When I was in high school, now Ted Williams played what, in the 60s?
Well, remember, he left.
But when I was in high school in the 80s, we watched Ted Williams swing for our coach to go, that is how you swing a bat.
Yeah. Oh, man, when did he pass away? Okay, I'm trying to remember the All-Star game. Reaching
out. Oh, we may have to
2005.
Pause.
Touching you. Yes.
2001.
Close, Mitch. 2002.
Aww.
All right. So before I go into today's date and what's happening today, coming up over the weekend, winter gets underway Saturday at 12:11 p.m. So just after lunch starts tomorrow, it's winter.
It's also the day that Kelly proposed to me.
Yay. Way to go, Kelly.
Tomorrow. Many
Sorry,
years
bro.
Ago.
I wonder, does he remember that too?
Yes, he does.
Of course he does.
Totally.
One of those moments that he'll never forget for the rest of his life.
Saturday is Forefather's Day. It's also Humbug Day. Humbug Day encourages a controlled venting on all the stress before Christmas.
Controlled.
So
venting.
That you can enjoy the festive season to the fullest. That sounds a lot like Festivus.
I'm going
to
enjoy that day.
Mm-hmm. Saturday is also National Flashlight Day. It's Look on the Bright Side Day. Crossword Puzzle Day. Wait, we'll get to Sunday in a second. Here we go. All right, Sunday.
So good.
Sunday's National Date Nut Bread Day.
Date Nut Bread.
I guess so.
No, that's okay.
All right,
stay away
so here
from
we go. There's 104 days of summer. Today is Sangria Day.
Ooh, okay.
You can buy sangria flavored things, you know, like soda.
Right.
Today is Underdog Day.
Yep, feeling that.
I love Underdog.
It's your day, Mitch.
It's Go Caroling Day.
It's my favorite day.
You have like 147 favorite days, so FYI.
Just put her in that mood where she's going to be answering the phone like Buddy the Elf.
Which
it's also National Hamburger Day.
Yeah!
And
that's speaking my language.
That is all.
Woo! Today is going to be a great day.
Yes.
It's Friday. Sam Swan coming in studio.
Woo!
I got a great list of what not to buy my kids for Christmas.
Nice.
Talking to you, grandparents. We'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour. Today's going to be a great day. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now. Good morning.
Hey. It is Friday.
That it is.
Pretty stoked.
Me too.
Because joining us in studio from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, Sam Swan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
You made it.
It is, yes. It's a chilly morning.
It is.
Mitch, thanks for slipping out real quick and letting me in so I didn't have to stand outside in the cold.
She's a sweetheart.
She really is. And I'm old and I don't have a lot of meat in my bones. And so I was shivering. And you.
I'm going to encourage you to stop running then and eat more.
There you go.
Wow, may help. That came out of nowhere.
Well, you said
because you're thin. You
you're
have
thin.
No,
I know,
skin and bones.
But I'm healthy.
Stop exercising then.
Stop exercising. Well, you should see what I've been eating the last since
now.
Thanksgiving. I know it's bad. It's bad. I need to get back up. I need to run about 27 miles today. Just to
27 miles.
I'm just kidding. I couldn't do that. I'm not.
I'm like whoa. That sounds
I wouldn't
awful.
Do
that.
That'd be crazy.
That's like a full marathon, isn't it? 26
it's,
miles.
It's over a marathon.
So you're like, I did a full mile. I did a full marathon and a mile.
And a mile.
What now?
Yeah, or 0.8 miles because a marathon is 26.2.
I don't get that. Why did they do that?
I asked the Greeks because it's from the Olympics. You know, the original, when they started it, the Greeks. I don't know why they added the 0.2. Because really, I guess technically anybody can run 26. It's the 0.2 that gets you.
Right.
That's what I hear.
Exactly.
I haven't done that yet. So
yeah.
Someday. Someday.
Yeah.
Crazy Greeks.
But anyway, thanks, Mitch, for letting me in.
They do make good salads.
Yeah, they do.
I'm hungry now.
And apparently every word came from the Greeks. That's what that guy on that movie said.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
That guy on that movie.
The guy on that movie.
Of course. It is 7:19. We're going to dip into a topic, but first we got to take a quick look at traffic.
Traffic.
I have fantastic news for the drivers in the Albuquerque area. There isn't much going on at all except for that crazy construction work on Paseo South at I-25. It's reduced to one lane over there and will always be slow going, so plan ahead. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Their phone number, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Rocking some Americanos from there right now.
Yeah, man.
A little caramel sauce in it.
Yeah, that's a nice little
makes
invention.
It wonderful.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So, big old shout out to Anastasia.
What's
over
up,
there.
Anastasia?
Making the yummies.
She's amazing.
So, it is Flashback Friday. And yeah, Foo Fighters is a flashback.
Yes.
Can it be a flashback when, I mean, they have records that are 20 years old? That's a flashback.
They can be
flashback. I was thinking about that the other day. What makes something classic? How long does it have to be before it's classic?
It has to be amazing.
Nirvana is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. You
Nirvana
know,
is?
You have to, it's
that
25
just seems,
years.
That seems early to me. But it has been 25 years. That's a long time when you think about it. In the music, especially in the music industry, to have a career spanning that long.
It's amazing.
Yep.
That's good.
So, Stever, he always picks our Flashback Friday bands, and today...
Oh, well, here's the thing. Earlier this week, I was like, Stever... You have to pick something that I'm going to know.
Yeah.
Like, half the time I'm like, I don't even care about the Flashback Friday because I don't know what it is.
Well, makes me sad.
That is...
We're trying to broaden your horizons,
we're trying to,
Michelle.
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
Mitch, you just need to not be so young.
What have your Flashback Fridays been? I'm trying.
Phil Collins?
Yeah, no, that was the worst.
You didn't know Phil Collins?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know Phil Collins.
I don't think I can stay on the air today.
So,
I don't Steve-O
and Sam Swan. With you today. She can go.
She's in studio, but she's not allowed to talk anymore.
Yeah, I turned her mic off. You're not allowed to say you don't know who Phil Collins is.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh.
I know who Phil Collins is because they sang one of his songs.
Tarzan.
Yeah.
He actually
but
did
guess
the whole
what?
Soundtrack for
you
that
You guys didn't play any of that.
Right.
You'll be in my heart.
Cool, man. Mike's gone. Mike is gone. I try to give it back. There's only so much I can do.
You got
to
earn it. You got to earn it, baby.
Yeah. Gosh. I can't handle it today. He is. It's happening. So, thankfully, this is it. I am. Tests are hard, Sam.
They are, man.
Gosh.
They are. That's why I'm glad I'm not in school right now, because all those poor students are taking finals. No, me neither.
So next week begins something amazing. That would be the week of Christmas.
Yeah.
We're really excited.
Very excited.
I'm taking the week off. I'm not going anywhere. All my family's coming to me, which
great.
Is great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sister from Arizona, mom from wherever she's coming from. She's a nomad. She wanders free.
She wanders.
So she's going to show up.
She's a Bedouin.
Yeah. So family going to be in town next week.
That'd be
We're
great.
Talking off air about, you know, Christmas plans, what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a list here that's kind of pointed at you.
Oh, okay. Because I'm a grandparent.
Yeah.
I heard the teaser.
Yeah, and I got to be honest. I love when my kids go to grandma and grandpa's And sometimes there's a little piece of me that hates when they go to Grandma and Grandpa's because they always come home with these ginormous Lego sets or something because Grandpa had to take them to the Wall of Marts or wherever they go and buy them something expensive.
Yeah, two words, bro. Pay back. Ugh. That's what that is. It's exactly what
I don't understand. Okay, so it's not okay as a parent to, like, spoil the crap out of your kids because, you know, you're, like, trying to raise them right. But then when it comes to being a grandparent, it's okay to just lose it all and...
Yeah, we're done. Ugh. We've already raised our kids.
Gosh!
No, I'm just kidding. Now, there are some grandparents who are like that, but I'm not. I'm not the spoiling...
Oh, you're not?
I'm a doting grandpa. I love hanging out with my kids and my grandkids and wrestle with them on the floor and stuff like that, but... Which is the safest place to wrestle with them. You shouldn't wrestle with them. I don't know why I said wrestle with them on the floor. Like, there's anywhere else you can wrestle with kids. But anyway, the point
roof.
Is... On the roof.
It's
just a little bit
One of my grandsons might enjoy
balcony.
That, actually. Yeah. But We try not to spoil our children. We try not to let our parents spoil our children either.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is that at our stage of life, when our kids were little, our parents had more money than we did.
Right.
So when they wanted something really, really nice, we would just kind of plant that bug in mom and dad's ear and say, hey, this is what the kids are thinking about.
Yep.
If you want to get that, then that's fine. But what my dad did was he bought all those loud noise-making toys to pay back for when I was a kid and I had all the loud noise-making toys. And so he's like... Here you go, Emily. Here's this loud thing. And he looks over at me and goes, payback's a bummer, ain't it, son?
Yep.
Like, thank you, Dad. You are no longer welcome in this house. You may leave now. Leave the presents, but get out, okay?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
It's kind of hard because, like, with the loud toys, if it's, like, a musical instrument, you're like, no, but I really do want you to be musically inclined.
Yeah.
So.
See, the funny thing is, instruments, we don't care. We don't mind.
Yeah.
But things like the guns that go, wee, 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 in the little push thingy that has the popcorn. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Those disappeared quickly. Or... batteries.
Oh,
I'm sorry. We don't have any more batteries. Sorry, it's all gone.
That's too bad. Yeah. Brody, he's you know, a little over a year old now, and he's taken to songwriting.
Oh, yeah.
So his little guitar,
awesome.
He's constantly just... I put a video up on Instagram, actually, because he's constantly just playing with this little guitar.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm totally okay with that noise. But he's also taken to singing.
Oh.
So he'll try and hit the notes as he's, like, plucking away at it.
Oh.
And that's what he does. And so it's interesting. But
there's a musician in that kid dying to get out.
You know what? Yeah. There really is. So of all three of our boys, he's the one most that he's already got a little drum kit and he plays on. He's got a keyboard
and he's got
a guitar.
Yeah,
and
great. Keep trying to nurture that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Matt's always playing.
Oh, yeah.
Matt comes home.
Oh, yeah.
And he's practicing. I'm in the background like, yep, that's In the Valley of the Dying Sun or that's Remember the Empire, because he's just constantly... Do you hear House of Hero, like, bass lines constantly in my house?
Right.
And so, so that's,
good.
I think, started it on him because watches Matt play.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
It's good.
This is going to be a... Because you've already had two older boys. But
yeah.
This is a great... His Christmas this year is going to be tremendously fun just to watch his face. I used to love that. I used to just love watching my kids open their presents.
Yeah.
It was so stinking cool.
I got to confess something.
What?
I haven't gotten him anything.
That's all right. It's not Christmas Eve yet.
Not a single thing.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, but Jack and Luke are all good to go. Like, they're totally set.
Well, they're easy to buy
They're good to go.
What do you buy for a kid who has everything?
Yeah. I mean, so this little dude, I'm like... He just had a birthday in November.
I know.
He was crazy spoiled. Like, grandparents, everybody bought him a ton of stuff.
Yes.
And so now it's Christmas, and it's like, what do you get him?
Yes.
He's got the loud, noisy things already.
Let's teach him a lesson in not getting something. You've already gotten all your gifts. Because my grandsons, my three grandsons, their birthdays are all three in December.
Okay.
December 6th is
man.
The one, and
that's
the
tough.
Two have the birthday on December 7th. So they get all their stuff, their birthday stuff, and it's hard.
So December 7th truly is a day that will live in infamy.
It truly does, in the Swan Davis household.
Sorry, hold on, Moriarty. December 7th, 1941, that was when Pearl Harbor was
yesterday,
bombed.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941.
A day
that will live
Ben
in infamy.
Ben Affleck, got it.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Moriarty. So
yes.
Anyways, okay. Back to
so anyway. Yeah, it's a hard thing because you want to buy them a nice present for their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we just get one or two presents for their birthday, and then we get a little bit more for Christmas, just to kind of differentiate. Because we also The other side of that whole thing is the poor kid, their birthday's in December.
Right.
And they, you know, they'll be at some point in their life, maybe when they're about 11 or 12, when they're going to kind of gripe about that. When,
yeah.
You know, 11 or 12-year-olds gripe about everything, but that's just the nature of the beast.
Luke, he will be 8 years old on January 4th. So his is like a week after.
That's bad.
And so it's really bad because everybody's still got the holiday hangovers from Christmas and then New Year's, and everybody's still out of town. So it's like, so we're going to have a birthday party.
Right.
Sorry, son, nobody can come. They're all in Florida or Arizona or somewhere warmer.
So here's a gift card.
Family. Yeah.
Here's a gift card. I'll take you to Target.
Oh, it was this time last year. He had the coolest birthday party year, though.
Last year was the first year we picked it. You know, we let him pick what he wanted to do because he usually gets hosed. So we've already started planning, like, okay, we can't forget.
Right.
It's Christmas, New Year, and then there's something else.
Something
that
else. There's something
3
else.
Days later. All right. Our son's birthday.
Yes.
So, so last year we tried to make sure it was very, very cool for
him.
Because, man, it stinks when it's that close. Yeah.
I had a youth ministry intern whose birthday was Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Well, I say was. It probably still is.
My brother's is 2 days after. And it was always like, so Michelle got 12 presents under the Christmas tree. You got 10. And then you'll get the other 2 in a few
tomorrow.
Days. I was always so sad.
I feel so bad for December birthday people.
Yeah, for real. Or early January.
January.
Yeah. I was July. I'm July.
Yeah,
I
I'm
was
May.
I was July.
Was.
I changed it. I can do what I want. Michelle.
I decided this year I'm going to stop having birthdays. I'm not going to have any more.
Done.
I'm done.
Over.
So I found this list. A blogger wrote an open letter to her child's grandparents, listing the things they should not buy their grandkid for Christmas. We don't put rules or restrictions on grandparents when it comes to Christmas gifts, simply because, hey, if you want to spend the cash,
absolutely,
you go right ahead. Chrissy's parents, they spoil them rotten, and it's amazing for Christmas, but the boys always look forward to going to Grandma and Grandpa's. We have pancakes, and we hang out, and Christmas Day is a huge event. And I love that they make it important.
Yeah.
So it's cool. We're doing something different this year. We haven't really bought anything for one child. Like, Jack doesn't have any presents. Luke doesn't have any presents. There are presents for Jack and Luke.
Oh, yeah.
So there are things that they're both going to enjoy.
Right.
But nobody really, this isn't like, we're just teaching socialism. No individualism here. All right? You guys are just, you share everything. Okay? Also, the beginning of the church, the book of Acts. Here you go. Everybody shared everything. You pull your toys together. You hang out and you enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's what we're teaching.
It's a little weird with pajamas.
Apparently.
Tonight, tonight I get to wear the bottoms. You wear the tops. Tomorrow we'll switch.
Yes! Nicely done.
That's funny.
Oh, man. All right. A list of things that grandparents should not buy for Christmas. If you'd like to add to this list, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Number one, are you ready, Grandpa?
I'm ready.
Anything alive. You're not allowed to buy anything alive.
I agree with that.
No living things.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to my
own
children.
Happens when things are alive?
Yes, they die.
Inevitably, they die. And the parents are stuck explaining.
You got to have a goldfish funeral.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I love what this blogger says. You know what sucks? Explaining to my kid why Fluffernutter, the hamster, is hard as a rock and stuck in his tube. Don't do it, Grandma!
Yes, that's what happens if you don't eat your vegetables. That's what I would tell him.
Yeah. I love the continuation, because what's even worse than the death of the hamster is the life of the hamster for 20 years and having to clean the stinking aquarium out.
Yes.
It's the worst.
Yes.
Number two on this list of things that grandparents will not be buying their grandkids this Christmas.
Sounds awful.
At least according to parents.
There you go.
Stocking stuffers. Or as they're called here, cheap pieces of crap.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We get enough crappy toys week in and week out. They're called McDonald's Happy Meal toys.
Yes.
And there's thousands of them. And so you don't need another little something.
Right.
One of my least favorite things is when you walk into stores like Walmart or Target or places like that. There's that crap bin in the front.
Right.
That's like, everything here's everything here's like a quarter. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Hey, who doesn't need 7 fluorescent tops? That makes me crazy, because you know who doesn't need them? Everybody. Nobody needs those things.
No.
But because they're like a quarter, like, hey, look, it's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ruler. You need 7 of those.
See, so, we did practical things for stocking stuffers, like
apples and oranges.
Yes, wow. and Angry Bird Band-Aids. You always need Band-Aids.
Okay,
Angry
those are
Bird
cool.
Or Spider-Man, mm-hmm. or Hello Kitty, whatever you happen to be into. Yeah. But those are good.
You know,
stuffers.
For some reason, I always got apples and oranges, and I always got one of those little digital game thingies, Yahtzee or poker, right. And then they inevitably disappeared into my mom's room forever.
Right. Yeah.
My mom would do it backwards. The stockings would usually go along with the gift, like a big gift.
Oh, okay.
So my favorite Christmas, I was, I think, 7 or 8, and it was the Nintendo Entertainment System. So I had to open that first because then in the stocking was another video game. I got Kung Fu in my stocking. But I usually got like G.I. Joes or action figures were in the little stockings.
Oh, yeah.
Because our little stockings were like 3 feet long.
A little,
with huge stockings.
A little ambitious with your dreams, yes. There, right?
My mom always got us really small stockings, and I think it was for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right.
Number 3 on a list of presents that parents don't want anyone getting their kids. Any toy that hurts when you accidentally step on it with bare feet.
Oh, yes. That should be number 1.
Legos. That
Dude.
Immediately rules out Legos.
Yeah, oh I know, gosh. But we love Legos so much in our household.
I know, but we have a pick up your Legos now
yes,
rule.
We do too.
After you're done playing.
We do too.
Because I don't want to come through there at... Hey, I heard a guy say this one time. He was talking about Legos. He said, I'll give you, ladies, that... birthing a child is the worst pain in the world.
Right.
But the second pain is stepping on a Lego at 2 o'clock in the morning while you're trying to make your way to the bathroom.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ah,
it really hurts.
Mm, we implemented the vacuum rule.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey man, just so you know, if we walk in and the room's like this when we go to bed, we're getting the vacuum out. And I don't care how much those Legos cost.
Right.
We will vacuum them all up.
Because it's not worth the deadening pain in my heel for the next 4 days.
Yeah.
I hear you.
One time, I had to, like, implement that. Like, one time, I actually went in there because, you know, you always threaten to, like,
right.
Hey, man, if this isn't clean, I'm grabbing a trash bag, and I'm throwing all this away. And then I left the room, and I was like, well, crap, because now I have
now
to do
I gotta
that.
Now I got
to
follow through.
Those are expensive freaking toys.
Yeah, they are.
And so, sure enough, that I hear, you know, and I'm like, oh, good, they're getting after it, they're working, they're getting their room together, they're cleaning, and then you go up like an hour and a half later, and they're still just wrestling because they're boys. They haven't done a single thing except Luke learned how to do a backflip elbow drop on his brother,
oh, yeah.
You know, stuff like that off of the bunk beds. Mm-hmm. That's what they learned. It's like, whereas that is very impressive, your room is still trashed. I'll be right back.
I'll be right
and
back.
I actually had to go get a trash
oh,
bag
man.
And just start throwing things away. And the horror on
their face.
Oh, man. Needless to say, we've never had that problem.
That would have been a great Instagram photo.
We have not
photo.
Had a that problem since then.
Yeah.
See, those moments I want to post, but I also
I just can't.
Don't
yeah,
because
I
feel bad for my sons.
I know.
There are stories I'm not allowed to tell on air because my wife immediately goes, Steven.
Yes.
Hit their friends are listening.
Yes, that's when I...
Now you're about to get in trouble
them.
For that.
When I Whatever. Do sermon illustrations, I have to be careful about the stories that I tell.
Right!
Yes.
Yeah. There are warnings. I get warnings all the time.
I
there
will
are things
ask their
I'm not
permission.
Allowed to say. Yeah. So, I know from my wife that I don't have permission for anything that has to do with her. So, I know forever.
Yes. And you're a wise man.
Yes.
Long shall you be married.
Thank you. Facebook.com.
And not on the couch.
/ MyStaticRadio. But here's the thing. Nowadays, Chrissy wanted this ginormous, like, 3-piece couch that was amazing for our living room.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the most comfortable places in the house.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, back then, I'm sure it was a horrible thing to have to sleep on the couch. Now I get
excited. It's not so bad, yeah.
Now I build a fort.
You go sleep on the couch. Yeah,
okay. All right.
I'll see you in the morning.
I'll just let you know right now, I'm cleaning out the linen closet because I'm using all of them to build a fort. Because this is the best couch I've ever seen in my life. I can build a 3-room fort with this
couch.
Dude,
I need a couch like that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a really nice couch. I've fallen asleep on it.
It's incredible.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's incredible.
Babysitting.
So, yeah. It's a good couch. So.
Yes.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is Flashback Friday.
Which may or may not have had the best choice ever for Flashback Friday.
Pretty something, much did.
Something I know.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Foo Fighters is Flashback Friday. We're also talking about things that grandparents should not buy their grandkids for Christmas. Or basically, hey, if you're not a parent, this is what you need to know when you're getting your friend's kids gifts.
Right. That's another,
Because I know I have friends who, And they want to be cool, and I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. And then you open them, I'm like, why did you get that thing that is the loudest, most obnoxious gift I've ever seen in my life?
Yes.
But the boys love it, and I've learned to deal with it.
Yes.
All right. any toy without an off button, immediately fired from life.
Absolutely.
Any toy that you cannot turn off, don't buy.
That's right.
Because, man, there have been a few where you're like tearing them open trying to find where you turn it off because somehow
like
it got stuck
sensor?
In a bin.
Yes.
Ah!
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It's the worst.
Yes. I tell you what works with those. A hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's broken. It's broken.
What happened?
I don't know. Oh, this man. Hammer accidentally in my hand fell on it 17 times to shut up that stupid noise.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can't stand it. Static.
Hey, so two things. One, the thing that's worse to step on than Legos is the metal jacks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That wins.
I'll agree with that.
That wins.
And my mother, actually, her father had thrown out all the jacks in the house once because she and her sisters didn't get the jacks picked up, and they never had jacks again.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
It's painful.
And then the other thing is that there are some toys like drums that don't have off buttons that you can't remedy that. But then what you do is you tell the kid, oh, hey, I wonder what's in there that makes that make that sound. Oh. And then you leave the room.
You are sneaky. And I love that. That's awesome.
But then the next thing you know, your vacuum is being taken apart.
Yeah, I know, right?
I wanted to know what was making it make that sound,
well,
Mom.
Well, it's okay. I needed a new one anyway. So it's not that big a deal.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
All right. That was awesome.
505-338-3700. We found a list of toys that people should not buy for children for Christmas. This is from a mom who was sending an open letter to her kid's grandparents, making a list of things you cannot buy my kid this year. I don't agree with this one, actually.
Okay.
But this one, she says, any toy that requires me to play with them.
Oh, no, I like that.
Yeah, she says, toys are how I keep my kids busy while I'm trying to get important things done, like laundry or the dishes or using the bathroom.
That's called TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call that Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You want to watch Toy Story again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man. Yeah, our boys, any football, baseball, my father-in-law bought him, grandpa bought him a football this week.
Oh, man.
Like this Nerf football. So every day they've been in the backyard. It's like, Dad, come throw the ball with me. And so half the time I've been able to, but then the other half I'm inside holding Brody while Chrissy's getting things done. So it's like, I can't.
Right.
I've got this one.
Yeah.
You're like, that's why I had you two so close together.
That's right.
That's what, you throw it to each other.
Yeah. And then when Brody goes down, I'll be out there.
Yeah.
Save my spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, I love
it. Yeah, I love because
but
you know,
we're boys.
We're boys. That's true. And we,
Mom
we,
wants to do laundry. Mom
there
wants
are
to
some
things.
Yeah. There are, obviously there are some things that parents need to techniques to use to try to get some of those things done, especially if the husband's at work or, you know, he's like me and sits around and watches the wife do all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I do the laundry in my house.
Do you?
I am the laundry guy.
Nice.
Mostly because my wife will ruin everything I have if I let her do
it's
the laundry.
It's the opposite?
Yeah. I am very meticulous. I separate by color.
In fact, if
I have enough green shirts.
It's just a green.
Yeah, it's a green load. I don't even mix.
I just lost
if I
a sweater the other day because I asked him to put a load of laundry in the washer.
Him.
And
she didn't even say Kelly
husband.
Or my husband. I know. She just said him.
And him. Then, he who shall not be named.
That's
but
right.
But then he did a really amazing thing and put them in the dryer too.
Yes.
But I was.
Was it wool?
Yeah.
I learned that lesson.
I'm just real picky about the way my clothes are. And so she knows that because I'm picky about my clothes, I will take care of everybody else's clothes. So most of my stuff, I don't dry. Because I have such long arms and long
you're
legs.
Like Matt.
If I dry them, they shrink. And then I got to go buy new ones. And I'm a youth guy. I can't afford to do that. So I hang all my pants, my jeans, any of my long sleeve shirts. All that stuff hangs.
That's Mateo.
And then I have to iron them. Of course, my dad was in the military, so I can put a nice crease in the sleeve, man. But
I found this on the floor and it didn't stink.
See, there you go. But
great.
I don't do dishes.
I ironed my shirt this morning.
So when Brendan and I got married, we made a deal. You do all the dishes and I'll do all the laundry.
Wow.
And that's.
Sometimes
which is sort of she has a bum deal because I don't do the kids' laundry. They do their own laundry or she helps them with their laundry.
And she does all the dishes?
And she does all the dishes. No, I will help with the dishes. I will rinse my plate off and set it neatly on the counter.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll unload a spoon or something from the dishwasher.
See, we try to make our kids are we make them all of it.
Yes.
Hey, if there's a
it's a great idea.
Bowl in the sink or if there's a, no, you dishes yeah. you do, laundry
Good.
You do, everything you do.
Their wives will thank you someday.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
Provided they can get married.
Yeah, Mateo is a laundry dude.
Is he?
Yeah, constantly. When he does laundry, you walk downstairs and there's like the row.
Yeah.
And he's always so happy because where he's from, it was always moist. So like
oh,
he'll
it dries
hang
quickly,
something
yeah.
and it dries really quickly. So he's like, man, my clothes are dry.
I know.
Everything's dry. It stays damp for 7 days.
I would love to see that. Yeah, it does.
It's amazing.
It
so
does.
He's always like touching everything like a kid at a candy
even,
store.
Even in the wintertime, even with the cooler air,
yeah.
it dries quicker than it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty incredible. He loves it.
I'm going to talk to him about that because
yeah.
there's a
he
common
hangs
bond
all his
here.
Laundry.
I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really awful.
He doesn't
awful
like to dry anything.
The only time I've ever been a place where it's been super, super humid is when I was in Mexico and another time when I was in Costa Rica and it was like the paper towels aren't even dry here.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how anything gets done.
You can't dry anything off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point?
You get out of the shower and you might as well just put your clothes straight
exactly.
on.
No,
don't
seriously.
Even use a towel
there is no point.
No.
You and it's so humid that you take a shower to feel clean and then it doesn't work.
And then,
so.
And then you can't take your clothes off because they're wet and so they're sticking to you.
Amazing.
It's I could Showers. Go on, but let's. What's the next one on the list?
Next on the list.
We're talking about a few things that grandparents may not buy for kids
yes,
this year.
Fired from buying these, grandparents. All right. Next on the list, which is hilarious because my mother just bought Brody one, a stuffed animal.
What? Why?
To say that we don't need any more is the understatement of the year.
That could be
because
true.
Everyone buys. Luke last night made a fort in his bed
with his stuffed animals.
He made a tent for his stuffed animals because he said, quote, he was tired of them getting all over him. I'm like, well, we could put them away. And it's like, well, you can't do that. What are you talking? He looked at me like I was the crazy one. Like
you are.
Wait, what do you mean? Put them away.
What are you talking about?
Like you want to. Like in the closet, obviously they go
about,
here.
You're talking about putting them in a bag
that
in the garage?
They will suffocate.
I don't understand. Yeah, like he didn't understand what I was saying. And I'm like, well, you don't have to have all of them. Oh, you do. Okay, I guess. Okay, my bad.
I want them. I just don't want them all over me.
They have a, yeah. And so I walked in last night. And we watched Return of the King last night, so maybe he was just inspired.
Oh,
by,
yes.
Like, you know, so I walk in, and it's like they were setting up camp on this on the in, half end of his bed, and then there was this ginormous fort. And this was the craziest part. He goes, I don't know how I'm going to sleep without a pillow tonight. I've never really tried it. And I said, where's your pillow? And he's like, it's the center beam of the tent. And I'm like,
hello, Dad.
I'm like, but they're fake. Like, you need that pillow. They don't need that tent. They're not. Okay, I give up. And
haven't
so,
you seen Toy Story?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, come on.
So he slept without a pillow last night because he wanted his
oh my gosh.
Dudes, you know, his bros, to, like, have their awesome
hello.
Lord
and
of the Rings
where it
tent.
Won't touch their hair.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, because then
yeah.
you get fuzzy bedhead.
You
know,
don't
like,
want
your
that.
Fur's all sticking
yeah,
to the left. It's
that's
weird.
That's the worst
wow.
thing.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's
no more,
why.
That's so
None
funny.
None more. Brody had 147 before he was born. Everybody just gets you teddy bears.
That's so
and
funny.
So, yeah. For his birthday, my mom got him a Sully. And the
oh,
first,
I remember
time, first time he saw it, he was like, yay, Sully. And then he walked away for a second. And since he's a baby, he forgets things easy.
Uh-huh.
And then he turned the corner and Sully was hanging out there. And he was like, hey, what's up? And we have to hide it now. Like, he is terrified of Sully. Anytime he sees it, he's just like, wants out. Like, he does not want to be anywhere near that monster.
Growing up, I was always afraid of stuffed animals, most stuffed animals, because I thought they had really angry eyes. Like, they had evil, angry eyes.
Yeah.
Very few stuffed animals have happy eyes.
Yes.
And so,
happy eyes.
I was not okay with most stuffed animals.
Amazing. Oh, man.
505-338-3700. We got a list that a mother wrote to her parents saying, hey, don't get my kids these things. Finally on the list, talking dolls.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Number one, they're possessed.
Obviously.
Yes.
I mean, it's true.
Have you ever seen Chucky?
We have a bear that it was when Jack was a baby. And we've never changed the batteries.
And it still talks.
He's 10 years old.
No way.
I'm not exaggerating in any way, shape, or form. If I called Chrissy right now and said, hey, what's that bear sing? We've never changed the batteries. All of a sudden, a few years ago, like 2 a.m., take me out to the ball game. And it's like a little kid, and it's like creepy. Oh, at 2 a.m., waking up to a little bear singing take me out to the ball game is not cute.
Now, see?
It is the creepiest freaking thing anybody has ever bought.
If that would have happened in my house.
I'm just saying.
That it would be nothing but shreds of stuffing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it would freak me out so much, I would just tear the thing apart and throw it away.
I don't understand why people always buy, like, a little girl sleeping or, like, a lamb, and it's like, now I lay me down to sleep. I'm like, no! No! I'll say it myself!
Yeah.
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 Yes.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the thing. They talk without their lips moving.
Yeah. Hello there.
Then they say things like, mommy, feed me. Like, they're creepy. They say creepy things in, like, creepy Chucky voice.
Yeah.
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you. So, Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, speaking of weird animals that talk, never buy Furby.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Government.
Those are wicked scary. And here's a little tip for you people on the stuffed animals, okay? Let everybody buy as many as they want. What you do with the stuffed animals is you get a net, like a fish net, and you hang it in the corner and you make like a hammock out of it, and then you put like a gazillion animals in it. It looks really
so
cool.
So
90s. I've seen that. That totally works for girls.
Yes.
My boys would try and climb into it.
Yeah.
Trust me.
They would try to sleep in it.
It would become an adventure, and they would see that and go, well, they're hanging out in there. Obviously, I'm going to do the same.
Yeah. That net can hold one more thing. Me!
Yeah. I'm telling
you. Well, then you guys just need to have a girl. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. So, boys, not so much. It becomes a fort in the sky.
That's right.
It's not going to work out. I promise.
That's Skylanders!
All right.
All right, guys. Have a good day. God
you
bless.
You too. God bless. Thanks for the call. Static!
What up, dude?
Shane!
Hey.
What's going on? Dude, I, about 4 or 5 years ago, it's at like 3 o'clock in the morning, got to get out of bed, use the facilities, and then head back to bed. And, actually, it's longer. God, I guess it had to be about 5 years ago. Ava's just a baby. And so her crib is in our room next to the bed. And, coming out of the restroom back into our bedroom, I hear mobile music. She's got a baby hanging over her, right? And I start to hear the baby mobile music start playing. So, of course, I'm standing in the jet black, you know, dark.
Right.
And I'm frozen, dude. You could hear my feet stop on the tile. You know what I mean? I'm just like, what am I hearing?
Right.
Where is that coming from? And I'm freaking out. I'm like, do I have an intruder? What's going on? Well, she's in bed with my wife. There's no one in bed in the crib.
Yeah.
And the mobile is playing by itself. It's a wind-up.
Uh-huh.
Ah!
Yeah,
it is a wind-up, dude.
I've been
and
there,
so
bro.
Yeah.
That exact same thing.
It takes everything I've got as a man to go to the crib side and grab hold of this thing with my hand.
Yeah.
And I'm holding the winder, and it's still playing.
Dude, I'm telling you, I know. We are going through that with Brody right now with the mobile.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, the little, or what is that called? The little walkie-talkie thing? Not the mobile.
Monitor.
The monitor.
The baby monitor.
The baby monitor is the
with
creepiest
the white noise.
Thing. I get that it's supposed to be like, great, so all night all you hear is the little white noise, and then like, and then all of a sudden randomly you get like, it's like, did something, did something just brush past my monitor? Who is breathing?
Steve-O,
it's supposed to be soothing to hear a baby, like, breathing. Yeah. You know when a baby, when you're holding your son and you're like, it's like
and
the most comforting soothing. That's amazing.
Coo.
Put that baby filtered through a baby monitor and it is immediately the creepiest thing you've ever heard in your life. I sleep with that every night.
Yep.
No doubt
Every
about
night.
It. Anyway, man, I love you guys.
Love you
God
too,
bless
too, man.
You.
All right.
Later.
Hurricane Shane.
Oh, yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
All right. So one lady already beat me to it, but Furbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Furbies are death.
Yeah.
My friend had a Furby, and it started talking one night. And we're like, okay, middle of the night, kind of creepy. So we took the batteries out. What did it do a little bit later? starts talking again at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
A Furby without battery. We went outside and set it on fire.
Awesome. I wish I would have been there for that.
Amazing. Yep. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. We got a lot of comments on Facebook. We got to take a quick break, though. Coming back, we'll talk more about this. This is a great list. Yeah. A list a wife, mom, wrote to her parents just saying, hey, grandparents, this year, these are off limits. We're going big. We're telling you now, don't buy these for your grandkids because we're the ones that have to deal with it. So coming back, we'll talk more about that list. What would you add to it? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's the Awesome Morning Party.
In the morning.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hola!
Hola!
Welcome to Friday. It's Flashback Friday. Rocking some Foo Fighters. Wait, they're current. Stever picked them. They've been making records since the 90s.
And it's also Paid It Forward Friday.
Yeah, Stever paid it forward to me by playing my favorite band in the universe as Flashback Friday.
On Facebook, Michael had an idea. He said, idea for Pay It Forward Friday. How about it's how we drive? Show patience, grace, and love as you communicate with other motorists using eye contact and use of signals, allowing others to merge,
I like that.
Hey, good call. I like that. Instead of the other signals that we usually give. Not we, but other people.
Other people.
I don't have road rage. I just hate stupid drivers.
I'll tell you what. Tuesday, my family and I went to the Lobo game.
Ooh, that's terrifying.
Which was a hard one to stomach. The traffic getting there, we had a parking pass, but like leading up to it, you know, we're in the far right lane.
Right.
We're in this really long line, making
just
our way up.
Along.
Because we know, we're going to turn coming up. And then there was just a trail of Land Rovers and Beamers and Rudlings.
You know.
Lexuses.
But
really, that's the
cars.
And then
they want to merge.
And then
they
get all the way to the front, and then they stop and put the signal on. And boo, a couple of them, you know, I kept rolling the windows down to say, hey, can I get over? And like everything in me wanted to roll my window down and say, no.
Get in line with everybody
people
else.
People would pull up, and then they'd show the parking pass and go, I need to get over. I know I have the same parking pass. You should know then that you should have gotten over a long time ago because it's taken me. Yeah. I missed the first 2 minutes of the game because of you guys.
Yeah, just because I'm driving a Yugo doesn't mean I don't have a good parking
pass.
Yeah,
exactly right. So I get that. It was hard, but instead I went, just a hand. Go ahead. And then I'd let people in, and then I would just under my
curse
breath.
Curse them under your breath.
Yes.
Stinking Lexus.
Yeah, but I
hope you get two flat tires after the game is over.
But, you know, it's reasons like that for the Lobo game and the Balloon Fiesta that I'm really thankful that we don't have a professional anything, like a football team.
Oh, yeah. Making me sad.
What? I'm really glad we don't, because
I wish we had.
It would be
even worse.
Yeah. It's bad enough with Isotopes games.
Yeah.
And that's professional.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, talking about stocking stuffers, Christmas lists, things not to get this year.
Mm-hmm.
Static!
This is a little off topic, but I have a theology question for Sam.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. How about them Cowboys?
I'm going to exercise grace.
That is a theology question that just delves deep into long-suffering.
Yes,
and faith.
Long-suffering and faith. I can handle it because I'm a Cub fan, too. So
yeah.
Does God love Tony Romo?
I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he does, but I think God's
Job.
Patience is getting a little thin with Tony Romo.
I had
to give you a hard time.
I appreciate it.
Nicely done,
yeah.
TJ.
Great
job. Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Oh, TJ.
That's so funny. I love that he does that to me. I need to meet him someday.
Gosh, that was a rough game to watch. I apologize.
I didn't get to see the very end. I saw the best part.
Okay.
I was traveling
because
I preached in Silver City, and so I was on the road coming home. And when the game started. And so I have, you know, the NFL mobile app thingy, and so I'm kind of tracking it just kind of, and I when I saw the score, it was 34-10, and I was
and
like,
"Oh,
Cowboys got this game in the bag." I get home and I'm like, "What happened? Yeah. What happened?"
Welcome to my world.
My wife is moving all the sharp objects and things out of my way and getting the children. Children, go upstairs and hide quickly. Yeah. The game is about to finish.
I'll tell you what, the Bucks this year, we had one of those in. We were in Seattle. I don't know if you remember that one where we were up by 24 at the half.
No, I don't remember.
Against Seattle.
Yeah.
And they came back and beat us in Seattle.
Seattle's
and it was
good,
like,
man.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
You gotta, it's, yeah. You, I think it's worse for you because I know that the Bucks just suck.
Yeah.
We have no chance. We there for a second, but week in and week out, I get that hope.
Right.
I thought we had a chance against the Niners this last week. And then in the fourth quarter, we're like, just kidding. We want to give it all to them.
The Cowboys have some good talent. And you know what? Poor Romo, he gets the brunt of the blame. And it's not completely his fault.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, who does Green Bay's offense score on? The defense. Their defense is bad. Their defense is really bad. Like that one game, everybody's blaming Romo because he lost in the last. But the defense gave up 54 points. you're not going to win if you give up that kind of those kind
of
points. So there's a lot that needs to be fixed, and I'm hoping that someday that they'll do that. But I'm trying not to blame Romo. I like Romo. I think he's a good quarterback. I think what happens is he gets in situations where he has to press because he's been forced in that position. And any quarterback, I don't care who he is, John Elway did that for years.
Peyton Manning.
Until he won the two Super Bowls right before he retired.
Peyton Manning, for some reason, still freaks out, too, at times. Like, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's totally cool-headed.
And then he throws it to a guy with a defender over here all by himself. Yeah. And I'm like, Peyton, you're human. Yeah. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah.
Because anytime he does something bad, I laugh. But
what?
I'm just kidding. I just said that for all of my Bronco fan friends.
I've always, even with the Colts, I've always been a huge fan.
He's
incredible.
Phenomenal quarterback. Yeah. He arguably one of the best quarterabacks
of all time.
You're talking about Johnny Unitas, Roger Staubach.
Yeah. He's there.
What was that guy that played for the 49ers?
Steve Young?
No, the right-handed guy. Not the left-handed Mormon guy. I was talking about the right-handed.
Yeah, Joe Montana.
Pagan.
That'd be him. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Montana. Sorry. Just kidding. I'm a Cowboy fan. I hate the 49ers, okay?
Here's the deal.
So there you go.
Here's the deal.
I don't hate him really, but.
A blogger with Chicago Now wrote an open letter to her child's grandparents listing things they should not buy their grandchild for Christmas. I'm assuming for TJ it would be
Cowboy
onesie type things.
Right.
Ideal. Like, we're a house divided.
Oh, because man.
Because 50% of the family loves the Cowboys, 50% loves the Buccaneers. We're both terrible. So I guess, really, it doesn't matter because Sunday evening, we just hold each other and cry.
So your team lost? My team lost, too. Come here. Give me a hug.
Brody will be a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys decided this upon birth.
Yeah. So Jack and I will be,
minority.
You know what? I don't dislike the Cowboys.
No.
I grew up a Cowboy fan. I grew up in Texas. All my life, as a kid, I was a Cowboys fan. My first NFL game was the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Yeah.
And it was Troy Aikman. It was Michael Irvin. It was Emmitt Smith. We got to meet Jay Novacek. It was Moose. It was awesome.
You know, there's some teams that I've sort of just. That I don't have any ill will towards, that are really indifferent is a better way to describe
there you go.
It. And then
there's
some teams that I kind of like just because of the history of their franchise or the history of the franchise rivalry with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But then there's some teams that I just can't get over the fact, and I'm, Pittsburgh, 49ers. And it's because those two teams dominated the Cowboys during their eras. What they call the catch. You know, in NFL films, they always show that stupid catch with Dwight Clark in the end zone. If I see that one more time, I'm going to blow up my television.
See, the funny thing is it's all perspective because I have friends who are Bills fans who just can't stand the Cowboys.
Oh, absolutely.
For a very good reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You see, Michelle, the Buffalo Bills went to the Super Bowl.
Let's go ahead and do this.
She's
going
to play.
Yeah.
Okay. I was waiting for that.
You see, the Cowboys beat the Buffalo Bills. Not once, not twice. Gosh, did they beat them three times, and then the Redskins beat the Bills one.
No,
one of the
I think
times,
the Cowboys only beat them. I think the Cowboys only beat
twice.
Them twice. Yeah.
Bills went to the Super Bowl four times. Lost.
Four times, and they lost.
In a row.
They got
in
it.
A row.
In
like,
a row.
Lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
are we still talking about sports?
We can move on.
505-338-3700
is the phone number. Static.
Yo. So. who are we picking? I'm a Washington fan.
Oh.
I don't say that proudly at all.
No,
not this year.
But I'm saying, who are we picking Sunday? Or who are we picking in the Cowboy Redskins game this weekend?
Here's the funny thing is my 7-year-old, yes. Luke, he just got into fantasy football for the first time, and this year he grew up the Cowboy fan. Uh-huh. This year he asked for a Redskins hat.
Oh my gosh.
And Chrissy, my wife is like, what? How? But he loves RG3.
RG3,
which is funny because to me he's a Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, he's a really nice guy. He's a believer. He loves the Lord. He does a lot of great things in the community. He's an incredible athlete. He sucks.
He's not a good NFL quarterback. That's right.
So I'm sorry.
He was good. He was good last year up to his injury,
that's true.
Obviously there's all
and
that
who knows
stuff,
how that? But, I mean, how all that's all going to play out for sure.
I will honestly say I don't know who I have because I think I would like Pierre Garçon to go off because it's the first week of the playoffs for me, and if I win this game, I get into the Super Bowl, and I have Pierre, so I need him to just go off.
Yeah.
Who do you pick? Who do you pick?
Well,
there,
I don't since I don't do fantasy football.
I think Cousins is a great quarterback.
I'm going with my team. I got to go
Cowboys.
With my team.
Yeah. Okay,
but we'll see. It's going to be an exercise in futility for both teams, I think.
Yeah, I think after last week's disgusting loss with the Cowboys, they have a lot to prove, and they're playing their rival. And if you think they're not going to be prepared for that,
oh, they're going to be ready.
I think they're probably going to have the upper hand in that situation. However, I wouldn't discount Cousins because I think he's a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Probably should have been starting a little while ago.
I agree.
All right,
guys. Thanks, man.
All right, man. So what do you think, Mitch? What do you think? Who do you... Are you just hitting buttons
She's just hitting stuff.
No? Okay. Who do you have for the big game this weekend?
Well, which cheerleaders are better?
I guess I would say the Cowboys because a friend of mine's sister was a Cowboy cheerleader when I was in high school.
Yeah.
So... I was going to say
that's not a fair question to
ask. It's really and it's a
couple
stupid
of married
question
men.
To ask a couple married dudes, right? So you
just
would think
wrong.
Maybe, just maybe.
Boring.
Okay. Is that your
boring?
Are you going to just keep
boring?
Okay. Moving on. No more sports
all
talk.
Right, just for Mitch. Let's move on from sports.
So obviously things.
So
not
did
to
you
buy.
See that new fingernail polish at Target? It's so pretty. It's a rosy color?
Boring.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Let's see what else we can talk about.
I'm back.
Yes.
Christmas
she
list.
Is.
Things you should not buy for other people's children. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Have we gotten some good comments on Facebook?
Yes, we have quite a few. Mary says candy.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah,
we still have goodies from Halloween. We don't need your Christmas
That's
candy.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
We have goodies from last Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. Throw those away.
Oh, okay.
Melissa says whistles, tons of candy that will make him hyper. And she says, unless you intend on babysitting him until it's out of his system. And anything which he will decorate the bathroom and furniture with, i.e. markers, pens, pencils,
yeah.
and paint.
Oh, good call.
Brody got a marker set for his first birthday. And I'm like,
he's won.
Who are you?
He's won.
No.
That's somebody who's wanting to mess up your house.
Yeah. Pretty much. Redecorate the walls.
So cute.
Yeah.
So
I like the babysitting comment. That was good. Unless you plan to babysit him until it's all out of his system. That was
right.
good.
Jennifer says anything noisy.
Oh, yeah.
So that rules out quite a bit.
Yeah. Which means the kid has to leave, too.
Kevin was the first person to post this, and he says sushi.
That depends on which kid you're talking to. My son, Luke, will eat raw sushi all day long.
Oh, yeah. I love
raw sushi? Is there a difference between raw sushi and
sashimi?
Sushi?
Sashimi.
Sashimi oh,
can be
okay,
like
okay.
sashimi. Sorry.
I got
sushi
you.
Can be, yeah.
I'm not a so, big... what I sushi is baked.
But I hear
I
what you're
from,
saying. You're right.
So, yeah.
Because there's... Well, there's like the California roll, which is like...
not sushi?
It's like imitation crab.
It's really,
you know? He'll just eat up, hey, cool, raw salmon. Blah, 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 blah.
Cool.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Because because his daddy loves it.
Yeah.
He tried it once. What?
And he liked it.
He's like a trash compactor, though. You can put anything in front of him, and it just goes down.
Hey, this is
He's
wonderful.
Not picky. Jack's the one that it's like, Jack, I know this is green. Just try it.
Yeah.
No.
It kicks in my gag reflex.
Yeah. He does it all the time. I'm like, I'm going to smack you. Put it in your mouth. You are eating this. This is all there is.
Trust me, he'll grow out of that a little bit. By the time he gets to be 20, he'll be so tired of oatmeal. It just won't be. You can only eat so much oatmeal. He doesn't like oatmeal.
Here you go. It's a texture CYFD. Thing. If he doesn't eat what's on his plate, he's not eating. He's not getting like Cocoa Krispies or something else. Like that's dinner. That's what we made. That's what he's eating.
Excellent.
So there's no choices. This isn't freaking Golden Corral.
I am so glad you're not my father.
You eat that freaking plate of food.
No, you're right. You're right. And you sit there until it gets super duper cold and makes it even worse.
There's a reason there's no furs here anymore,
that's
bro.
Right.
All right? No buffet. Sorry. I'm a little passionate about food.
I hear that.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is what you don't buy. You know, your friend's kids, you know those Nerf basketball that you hook to your door?
Oh, yeah.
I had one of those as a kid, and there was a few holes in the door, you know, dunking on it and just bang, jumping off the bed and setting up chairs to dunk, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to get none of the kids back because it will be loud and they will get hurt.
My boys have broken about a half dozen of those.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Jamming off the door, jumping from the bunk bed to dunk it.
Just got to keep a supply of bedroom doors in the garage.
It's unreal.
Bring in another one.
I used to love those things as kids, man. But yeah, my mom would always just be like, quit banging on the wall.
Yeah. I'm not, Mom. It's the Final Four.
We finally.
And my brother is 8 years older than me, so he's huge already, and he's like on his knees and I'm jumping and he's like smacking me in the head. Boom! I'm like, oh yeah, you can't dunk on me, and you know, it's
not
fun,
in my house.
Right.
Yeah.
Gosh, amazing.
All right, guys, I love you guys.
Love you too, boy. Hey, man.
All right, later.
On Facebook, Austin says, and this is for you, Sam Swan.
Okay.
He says, anything Cubs related.
Oh that man. Just can we delete that comment?
I feel like you might know this person. He definitely tagged you.
What's his name, Jason?
Austin Gentry.
Austin Gentry.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, I have two words for you. Never mind.
2014.
2014. That's
Just
our year,
kidding.
Baby.
Just kidding.
Austin's a great guy. His taste in baseball teams is very bad, but he's a good guy.
Oh, is he a fan? Is it the Rangers or something disgusting?
It
like
doesn't
that,
matter. Okay. He's not a Cub fan, so there you go.
So is my taste in teams that terrible, too?
No, because they had a bad year
we did.
Last year.
It's going to turn around, man. We got David Freese.
Yeah.
You know that guy, right?
Yeah.
He's a great third baseman. Played for the Cardinals. I don't know if you know them well or not.
Yeah. We refer to them as the team from St. Louis.
Yes.
We do not call them by their given name.
You see, Michelle, in sports, the Cards and the Cubs are like rivals. It's like the Cowboys and the Redskins, if you will, or the Yankees and the
Red Sox.
Yes! There you go, Mitch!
We did it! Oh, incredible!
I just can't believe Austin Gentry is so hating on me. That's
incredible.
Right. Yeah.
Static!
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
How are you?
We're good.
I'm doing good. No, I called because I got a popsicle stick joke for you.
Oh good.
Sweet.
What is Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
Can I answer it?
No.
No. I want to hear your... Go ahead. Go.
Bruce Lee's favorite drink is wata.
Yep.
Wata!
You all have a Merry Christmas.
You do.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
505-338-3700. Incredible.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Welcome to it.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
I was going to say that.
Oh, my bad.
You beat me to it.
I did.
Good job.
It is Friday. So excited.
Yeah.
15 minutes away from 9 o'clock. We're going to play a lot of music.
Are we?
It's going to be great.
That's what a radio station's for.
Yeah.
Radio. Radio.
Also to talk about wonderful things like Christmas, that time of year, and to help you get to work with traffic reports.
Traffic.
There is an accident on tramway at Central. It occurred like 7 minutes ago.
That's like bad. 7 minutes ago?
Well, according to this thing.
Like seven minutes ago.
Just be careful over there because there's an accident on Tramway and Central. And I don't know about you, but there's a Starbucks right there. And if you're going to get coffee, it's probably not the best place to get it.
Yeah, like for sure.
Like for sure, at least within the next 30 minutes until they clean it up. So there's also another accident, I-25 at Candelaria, exit 227.
That's another bad place.
Yeah, real bad. Well, they're all any accident.
Well, the accidents are bad, but some of them are out of the way.
Yeah.
Those are right in the middle of...
Okay, and so you know how there's a crazy amount of construction work on Paseo right now? To go along with that, there's an accident.
Oh.
East at 2nd Street.
All right.
So... It's crazy backed up over there. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now, talking Christmas, found a great blog, What Not to Buy My Kids This Christmas. The list is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Anything alive was number one.
Mm-hmm. Truth.
Stocking stuffers, i.e., tiny pieces of crap that you can get in a McDonald's Happy Meals toy that they already have 1,000 of.
You know, it's just that Target section is so, you just, all of a sudden you're like, I'm here, why have I been here for 45 minutes? Yeah. I came here for laundry detergent.
I was going to say the party favors that you get at birthday parties. Those are the same kind of.
Yeah.
Any toy that hurts when you accidentally step on it with bare feet.
Yes.
Any toy without an off button.
Mm-hmm.
Any toy that requires you to play with it with them.
Yeah, we
but
did,
I don't know
we
if
didn't
I agree
with that
one.
Yeah.
Board games are cool.
Yeah. Board games are
playing
a lot
basketball.
Of fun. We love board games.
Pool Boy was talking about those little
basketball
things
hoops.
On your back door. We finally figured after they broke about 7 of them, we ended up getting Luke for his birthday 1 year a actual life-size outdoor basketball hoop.
Perfect.
So now
he never
they
plays.
Get home and they get home and they go straight outside.
Oh, good.
But it's usually like, hey, do you want to play horse with me? Yes.
Yes,
because that I can do.
Right.
So
we can't do any dunking contests.
Right. Right.
Well, unless it's a donut and a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
But Abel on Facebook said Nerf guns. No Nerf guns.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Well. There's that one game that you can. I don't know. Doesn't it come with like a.
Yeah, but that's still, I understand why she said that, because we have, or he,
Abel.
Whoever said it, we have so many. We have an actual bucket
of Nerf.
Full. We've got the Nerf gun, the Nerf bazooka,
the Nerf
AK-47.
It's like walking into an armory.
Riley
had his out one day. He had them all lined up on the floor. I walked in the house, and I was like, dude, are you expecting an invasion?
This is illegal.
Is there a zombie apocalypse coming?
Yes.
Now, I will say about that, I was going to say that's because those are kind of fun. Riley and I will shoot each other around, but my son-in-law was upstairs. Our stairs are kind of exposed, and you can look over into the family room. And my son-in-law shot me right in the corner of the
no
eye.
No way!
Right above my cheekbone. And he pointed to Riley. My son-in-law tried to blame it on Riley. And Riley's face is like, Dad, if I had words to say right now, this is everything I read on his face. If I had words to say right now, I would say that Dane is lying right now.
Right.
Dane shot you in the eye. And then later, Dane came in and put his arm around me and said, it was me.
Yeah.
I said, I knew it was you. Why do you think I didn't cuss in front of Riley?
Yeah.
That thing, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
That little Nerf thing, it hit me just right where it hurt. Most of the time it didn't hurt.
My boys are crazy. They've got full gear. So they've got like the vests.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's what
that, like,
about.
They can stick to it, but they've got eyewear.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Know, it comes with like protective eyewear. So, yeah. But they go all out. The bad part is when you have to count the bullets. So it's like, hey, how much ammunition do you have? Okay, when you go upstairs and put them away, I expect you to have 18 darts.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, because those things are dangerous for Brody walking around like, hey, I'm going to eat this.
Yeah.
So,
it looks like a carrot.
Exactly.
We have a cat that will carry those around. She plays with them.
Nice.
She puts them in her mouth.
Right.
Like she's caught a mouse or something.
That's perfect. Yeah. Hopefully the cat chokes.
Yes.
So, exactly.
Don't say that out loud.
Sorry,
don't say that
sorry.
About Tasha.
I don't like cats. I'm
Tasha
sorry.
The cat.
I love
whatever.
Panda Bear, though. We have a cat now.
Whatever.
Yes.
Panda Bear cat's different because that's my cat. So
there you go.
That's my cat vicariously through my roommate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I have a joke for you. Ready?
Yeah.
What do you call someone who gets grumpy when the weather turns cold?
Me.
An esque emo.
Oh, boy.
And this one is for you from Paul. What nut is the meanest?
Uh,
I don't know.
A pistachio.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. I had to.
We're coming out of the shell now.
Gosh.
No more.
Oh, that's just nutty.
No more.
Quit pecan on me,
oh,
will you?
Oh, man. It's terrible. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio.
Thanks, Paul.
Amazing stuff.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Things that you should not be able to buy. Grandparents should not be able to buy.
Yeah, or anybody.
Grandkids,
don't,
or anybody.
Don't buy kids
yeah.
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't buy somebody else's kids this for Christmas.
As Abel said, Nerf guns.
Yep.
Marnie says Nerf guns. It turns out it turned very ugly. It turned my very girly princess into a 6-year-old mercenary terrorist who enjoys standing behind doorways only to ambush her mother when she walks in the room.
No, that's awesome!
That sounds like the perfect gift to me.
Oh, no!
And she says, getting shot by a Nerf gun at close range is not a very good feeling. Aww.
That's hilarious.
That is a great story.
I love it.
6-year-old mercenary.
Yeah.
Everyone will agree with this. Jesus says, no glittery stuff because it ends up everywhere.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The other day, Stever, he got a gift bag that had glitter on it. And he was like, "Why?" I was like, you have glitter all over you. And he started like brushing off his shirt. And it was like raining glitter off of his shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
Especially
even
if you have facial
hair. It was a gift bag.
It just gets, it's like in your facial hair. And you're like, I promise I wasn't making out with a fairy.
What? Why?
I don't know why this
Why is my
like
sandwich all shiny all of a sudden?
Right.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Casey says, anything that makes a ton of noise.
All right.
Jacqueline says, any more artsy crap that ends up all over my floor and table and everywhere.
I think there's issues in that household.
Marnie agrees and says, Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Fel, I don't know how to say that. Fel says chocolate or chalk it, as my 2 years ago called it.
Chalk it. Oh, more chalk it.
Oh, man. Incredible. What not to buy somebody else's kids this Christmas? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have to take a break.
You know what I think? Real quick. I think that if they buy that for your kid, you should buy that for their kid, but 7 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you get one, but it shall return to you 7-fold.
That's so crazy. That's what I was going to get you tomorrow.
I like the idea of, hey, if you get that for my kid, enjoy. And you get to enjoy that with my kid, whether it's babysitting while they're eating a ton of candy, or maybe you take them on a Nerf expedition.
I believe, instead of regifting, I believe in revenge gifting.
There you go. I love
it's revenge gifting day.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Well, next week, we're not here.
Yeah.
Best ofs, and, well, I'm not here. Mitch is still
here. I'll be
here. Middays with Mitch
will be here.
Yeah.
We'll be live. She'll be around. I will not.
Good.
So, I won't see you again until 2014.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
I'll see you next year, bro.
I'll be able to wish you a happy New Year, which we'll have to determine what's protocol. How many days after New Year's do you not have to say Happy New Year anymore?
Oh, man.
Just forget about it. Just forget. You know, I just forget about it. Once it's not January 1st, it's over.
That's the way I am. But last year, I remember, it was like January 10th, and somebody said, Happy New Year. And
that's,
I was like, that's next year.
Right.
It's not the new year yet.
It's
we're already into
year?
13.
A bit early, don't you think? That's what you respond with.
Yeah, that's
fine. Random phone call. Static.
I got a joke.
Yes. Go.
What do you get when you feed a paraplegic dog green chili?
Ooh.
What?
A fire-breathing dragon.
Oh, gosh.
I'm trying
so... Hold on.
You too. I don't understand it, but he liked it so much that I like it.
He's the dog can't walk.
Right.
Okay, so...
Oh, dragon, like your dragon.
Got it.
I can't believe I had to explain.
I gotta go lie down. I need to take a nap. I was like,
but why is there a dragon?
That's what I was like, okay. I don't. Is it because How to Train Your Dragon 2 is coming out?
I can't wait for that.
I know.
It's going to be good.
Dude, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, if you haven't seen that trailer, I lost my mind.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
I loved
the
first one. Mm-hmm. Did you see Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
No, because
give me something to throw at him.
I just remember. No, wait, before you do that, I saw all the original ones.
Don't flinch. You wouldn't
I actually
that.
Flinched.
I wouldn't throw
What happened at the radio today? I was assaulted by a burrito. It was a drive-by burritoing.
What?
I can't. I've seen all the original Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston.
Okay.
But I didn't see the newest one that came out. I need to. Okay.
See it.
Okay.
It is amazing. Okay.
Andy Serkis, who played Gollum.
I'm kind of afraid of it actually happening.
Dude.
So I don't want to watch it.
That begs. Yeah.
Andy
really
Serkis, he played Gollum in the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
He
films.
Is Caesar.
He plays Caesar.
Oh, that would be good.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Okay. I need
and
to see
the sequel. So don't watch the trailer. I changed my mind.
Okay.
Don't
watch the first
don't
one first.
Watch the trailer.
Okay. It's so good.
Yes. It's called, what's the old one? I mean, the Rise?
Rise,
okay.
This
Rise
is the inception. This is the beginning. This is how
this is Dawn?
That's right.
Is this Dawn?
And this new one is Dawn, yes.
Okay.
This is...
All right,
we got to
I
want to
go
break.
Watch the trailer now.
I can go nerd out.
We're going to monkeying around.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Coming right back, we got some worship from Dustin Kinstrew. We also have some Reliant K Christmas and more of this year's show. Lots of Christmas music the
so
next
much.
Hour. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Wow.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Sadness.
Why would you play the saddest music
Sadness.
Ever?
Sadness. Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
I hit the wrong button. Good morning!
Ah!
It's Dominic the Donkey!
Oh, I want it to stop so much right now.
Me too.
I want it to stop.
Me too.
Ah, you have so much power over this.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Hey, look, traffic.
There's construction work on I-25. It's I keep saying south, but I think it's north, right, at Paseo? And I-25?
No.
It's north of I-25?
It's at I-25 in Paseo.
But it's like...
Like, there's the overpass. There's construction everywhere, that whole area. They're building an entire new setup.
Okay. It's just reduced to one lane both ways there, and it's awful. So, careful over there. There's also an accident. Tramway at Central. It happened at 8:38, and it looks like it's not cleaned up just yet. So, Tramway Central accident. Everything else looks clear. That you look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is the 9 o'clock hour. It is like the final moments before, you know, a nice little dreamland break of wonder and excitement and joy. What's going to happen? I don't know, but it's going to be festive and amazing.
And so much fun. But the fire is 5 days until Christmas.
Yeah. So I realize most people probably already purchased the gifts that they were intending to get for others. I was actually out shopping yesterday. It was insane. It took me like 30 minutes to park at Uptown.
Oh, I was at Uptown yesterday as well. And
it was awful.
Awful.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it was the worst.
It was so bad.
Is that where you got that scarf?
It's from Uptown, but Celeste got it for me. Celeste was my secret Santa.
Oh, nice.
And she got it for me from a place in Uptown.
Nice. Yeah, I was charged. I can't say a lot of this stuff. Never mind. Because it hasn't happened yet. Shopping for things.
Oh, yeah. For
people.
People.
Brothers. Well, my wife, she has a secret Santa today at work.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to go over there to search for things.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say things that I can't say yet. But it was interesting because that meant I had to go into... girly places. And so that was hilarious because everybody could tell that I was confused and lost.
You walk in, you're like, deer in headlights, where am I? What do I do? What do I do? Which way?
Finally, an employee came up and just flat out was like, can I help you? Are you okay? Yeah. I'm in here. I'm looking for things. I'm supposed to buy it's for my wife for Secret Santa. I'm so lost.
Mm-hmm.
So confused right now.
Yeah, that's basically...
I was obviously in the wrong place.
The past few times I've been at Uptown, I've been shopping for Secret Santa.
Yeah.
And my Secret Santa was actually Celeste. And it was really a weird ordeal that we had because I was her Secret Santa and she was my Secret Santa.
Yeah.
But I went shopping for an Uptown. I went to a bunch of girly places. And so I just went to the same girly places this past... yesterday with my husband and he walked in and he just like basically he just stood there. I'm like, you can walk around if you want.
No, I'm with him.
So basically he just stood there and didn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's what we do. Static.
Good morning, folks.
Morning.
Hey, so that topic you guys were talking about a few minutes ago about the worst gifts
yes.
for Christmas.
For kids.
Yeah. Way to go, guys. You just influenced a whole bunch of people to buy the worst gift ever.
Oh, we don't like that person. Let's get him.
The hope is that they don't get that. Because
my wife and my sister have a competition of who's going to get their child the worst gift.
What?
And each year it just gets worse and worse.
That's amazing.
And do the kids always love it?
My daughter got a drum set.
Oh.
And this is like a real drum set.
Right.
Wow.
And it's the gift that keeps giving because now I have a 2-year-old son.
Oh.
It's incredible.
He loves them as well.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's cool, but I got a joke for you guys as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Let's see if I don't goof it. So there's a married couple and the wife passes away. And she heads up to the pearly gates to see who is a peer. And she's so happy that she's there. No, am I in heaven? She says, well, no, not yet. You gotta spell one word for me. She says, oh, okay, well, what word is that? She says, any word you want. She says, okay, well, I'll spell love. L-O-V-E. She says, all right, cool, welcome to heaven. And do me a quick favor. I need to go use the restroom. And just kind of hang out and watch the gate. And just watch over the gate. And she says, okay, I can do that, but what if somebody comes up? And she says, well, just have them do the same thing I had you do. She says, okay, no problem, I got this. So St. Peter takes off, and she's hanging out, and here comes her husband. And she says, oh, what are you doing here? And he says, well, I was so upset about your passing, I wanted to passing myself. And she says, okay. And he says, well, this is it, huh? This is heaven. He says, well, no, not yet, Buster. You still got to spell a word. He says, okay, well, what word is that? He says, well, Czechoslovakia.
Gosh. That's
terrible. You guys have a
good one. You too. Static.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good. Doing
good.
Fantastic.
Devo? How are you?
You know, I'm here.
Oh, well, I was hoping for like a brilliant or, you know, spectacular.
Dude, amazing.
But I guess here will work.
I'm here. You know when you're about to go on vacation and it's like.
He has short time. He has senioritis status uh-huh. stuff right now.
Yeah. I get half of Christmas Eve off and I get Christmas Day off.
Ooh,
so
nice.
How dare you rub it in my face.
Right.
Anyway, so the reason I'm calling has to do with I have a secret Santa that I have to get a gift for a female relative of mine. And not that long ago, my girlfriend split, and now I'm scared because I don't want to go to the mall. I hate shopping, and I hate shopping for girls.
Right.
And so, scared.
You can
do it. I know what it's like.
Okay, be assertive.
Just go in there and act like you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Confidence.
Yeah, confidence is key. And here's the thing. If you're going to, I would just say stay away from Uptown. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We went in there and my wife said, I need you to look for this, this, or this for my secret Santa. Oh, by the way, we have like a $10 to $15 maximum for our secret Santa.
Uptown.
So I was looking for random things. The cheapest like little girly accessory scarf I found was $48.
Yeah, you were also in a place that rhymes with Anthropology.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was in Schmance or Schmology.
No, Anthropology.
It's hard for me to take it serious when I go to certain places because it's like I'm trying to remember which store in the mall it was. It was some type of like clothing store for like really skinny girls.
For like 21 people? Like
something like that. And they're like, can I help you? I'm like, I need material to build a tent.
Incredible.
So, yeah. Anyways,
thanks
well,
for the call.
Have a good day.
Brave it. You can do it. I believe in you.
Yes.
Static.
Hey, so we're talking about annoying gifts or like worst gifts.
Yeah.
And yes.
I have an annoying gift. It's not necessarily for kids. It's just kind of annoying to everyone in the world.
Uh-huh.
My grandparents who live across the country last year decided to send us a giant clock that plays either a Christmas song or a hymn every hour.
Oh.
Wow.
But it doesn't just play like a few notes. It plays the whole stinking song.
Whoa. Amazing.
So not only does that like wake you up in the middle of the night, but it's just like you're sitting like on the couch just doing your thing. And all of a sudden, like, I don't know, a 3-hour prayer starts playing and your eardrums are blown out. I have a joke for you guys, too.
Yes,
all
good.
Right. It is. Fun Joke Friday. We'll hear it.
Yes, it's a knock-knock joke,
okay.
But you have to start it.
Okay.
Dang it.
Knock-knock.
I'm in.
Okay. Do I say who's there?
No. I said come in.
So I was knocking. Okay, gosh. That was incredible.
Wow.
That sounds like something Jack would have said.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Celeste is here.
Well, this is awkward.
Why?
This is good. I like this one. No, you didn't. You're good.
She went to pee. We don't have time for that.
Can you
Ain't
say
nobody
that?
Got time for that.
Can you say words like
did.
That on the air?
Sorry.
We're going to get a fine.
She went,
nah.
She went to
urinate.
I wasn't sure.
Use a scientific
whatever. Matt goes to the bathroom all the time, I'm usually like, who's coming on the show with me?
There's going to be a mob of people outside our door with pitchforks.
There's not going
to
be.
You have to be careful.
Speaking of mobs of people, if you don't want to be mobbed this Christmas season, take a look at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, trying to help you right before Christmas. I found a list of what not to buy other people's kids for Christmas, because it's frustrating and annoying as a parent when you get, A, anything alive, which was hilarious because, well, never mind.
What was hilarious?
I was just thinking of past gifts that I don't want to talk about because, you know, it passed away. The fish is no longer with us.
Oh, the fish from here?
Yes.
I actually had a couple tears for that fish.
I know! That's why I started to say it, and then I was like, oh, I better stop. But we got that gift of anything alive, and it's just stayed in your room, and it was like, okay, it's a fish.
I think, honestly, it's just too cold in this place for that poor little fish.
Yeah, this morning they put the air conditioner on for us.
That was really nice.
It was really kind of them.
Like, thanks, guys. It's winter outside. You know what not to give people? Kids,
what?
Like someone on here said, anything noisy?
Yeah.
So musical instruments.
Well, see, the funny thing is, we bought Brody a drum kit for his first birthday because we're oppositely like wanting to encourage. We got him a keyboard. Mm-hmm. He's getting another new. He's one. He listens, but he doesn't know. He's getting a new guitar for Christmas.
Okay.
Because he's writing songs.
Those are good instruments that might not really be irritating at all.
No, they're irritating.
Okay, but I had a little play accordion.
Ah.
And I came to my
cousin. See, it depends. Like, right now, it's cute. I'm sure it's going to wear on us because the reason he's getting a new guitar is because the guitar he has now, he busted. I don't know if you know. I posted a video of him
like
playing
a rock star?
It. There's only three strings on there. And it was like, well, I could restring it, but he's just going to do it again because we bought him a drum kit, so he has drums, but then he realized that if he hits the guitar with the drumstick on the strings, they still make a noise.
It's like August Rush, you have a musical genius.
Yeah, so he's sitting there like xylophoning his guitar with drumsticks. It's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my son. That's how he does.
When that album comes out, let me know. We might rock it on Prelude.
Okay, yeah. Brody Parker, that's what it'll be under. Boom.
That's
awesome.
He
just sounds like a musician. Come
That's
on.
A great name.
And then all the people that made fun of me, like rocking hashtags with the first name, middle name, they're going to feel stupid.
Nah.
Okay.
They won't.
Are
people making fun of you for that?
Just Michelle. Just Michelle.
I hate that.
Every parent does that.
Wait, hold on. That's why I hate it. It's not because they do it. It's because everyone does it. So
it's she's not a parent. She doesn't understand.
No, so what I did was I gave my cat a middle name. I hashtagged all my cat's photos with that. It's Katniss Shale.
Here's why. Oh, wow.
Shale.
Yeah.
Like hell?
At least you got it right.
Yeah, I know.
So,
like hell?
Yes.
So, I thought of the spider that we watched last night take out Frodo. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. We finished Lord of the Rings last night. My nephews had never seen Lord of the Rings trilogy. So, we finished
the whole
it
time
last
that
night.
Part also. Don't go in the cave. Don't go. It's a bad idea. And they went.
He did it.
Well, they had to.
He did it. It was in
the way
book.
Out was
I'm
through.
Sure they,
they couldn't just go around it.
No,
they
no,
had
no.
to get through it.
It was a.
So, at the time, it seemed painful.
It was in the script.
He got stabbed in the tummy.
It was awful.
He had to go through it. There's no going around. Just get through it. Just boom.
I just got so lost. I was going to talk about. Oh no, Mitch.
Huh?
You hate things because they're popular?
No, not
is that what
usually.
You're saying?
No. Middle names.
I want to give you a chance to explain.
I love Justin Bieber. So
he's not popular.
Say. I loved him when
I don't
he
know
was
if you
popular.
Knew this. He's not popular.
I
anymore.
Loved him when he was popular, and I watched Never Say Never and cried. So
yeah.
You know how
no,
I can tell he's
here's
not
the thing.
Popular anymore.
Because nobody cares?
Because the calendar shops, his is fully stocked.
Yeah.
And all the others
are gone. One Direction is now empty.
Yeah.
That's taken over.
Is
We do it because it's an easy way to catalog when you go online.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You just find
it.
The hashtag and you catalog it and go, hey, look, and you can chronicle, like, this was the last year of his life.
It is, weirdly, though, very irritating to see it. I'm like, I don't know why, just... Maybe it's a no-parent thing, Mitch.
Maybe.
I don't know, girl. Maybe. I think Instagram added that really cool thing where you can actually tag them in photos now.
But if your kid doesn't have an Instagram, you can't tag
them. Why don't you create an Instagram for Brody? He could take photos. Doesn't he take selfies?
So glad.
That was funny. That hashtag was funny. The Brody selfie?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Check it out at Steve O'Jeets. At Steve O'Jeets.
Are you plugging your own
Instagram? So, I mean,
I am so proud because I have still yet to do that. And I'm pretty sure you guys all have.
Like, okay.
Mine's open.
You have a family member. It's a niece. And you have, it's not her name and middle name. It's life of and then her name.
Yeah.
So I like that. I'm Shia. Life of Shia.
Is that like creative. Life of Paya?
No.
Because that was
actually
a great movie.
It has a lot to do with what her name means. It's Shia. It comes from Hebrew Chaim.
Which stands for life. Terrible actor.
Which means life. And if you make fun of this, I'm going to punch you in your cute
Shia,
little face.
So Shia, it's short for... It's short for
Shia.
Are you going to do another Transformers movie? I hope not. That's what it's short for.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No.
This isn't working for me right now. I'm not understanding like what.
Wait.
Shia LaBeouf.
Wait.
Shia
LaBeouf?
Like Shia LaBeouf, but it's spelled like C-H.
So Shia, are you going to make another Transformers movie? That was his dumb joke. Moving on.
Yeah. Like shy.
See, it's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Thankfully, we're out of show. So it works out for us. What'd you guys learn?
That when I have a kid, I'm going to make a cool hashtag.
Boom.
Yes. No offense if you've already started your kid's hashtag with first
Go for it.
Name.
Keep
That's
going.
Great.
No, but here's
it.
Another cool thing about that. Somebody who had, was it Jack Manning?
No, it was Brody.
No. Somebody else who had either a Jack Manning or a Luke Remington. It was definitely Jack Manning because nobody else has a Luke Remington.
I know there's a couple of that.
Jack Manning, like a mom, went and found Chrissy and was like, I have a Jack Manning. You have a Jack Manning? And now they're like Facebook buds and
she's in
California somewhere.
I have a Celeste Mitchell.
It was like,
Mitchell.
What? Yeah.
She lives in Australia.
So
like
it's cool.
Big time designer flying around the world. I'm like,
wow.
Oh, can I take one of those hotel rooms?
No.
They've got like her name embroidered on pillows.
You have your own radio show. You're way cooler. Who cares?
She lives in Australia.
You live in Albuquerque. They both start with A.
Wow.
It's pretty great.
Just kidding. It's great here.
What'd you learn, Michelle?
Yep.
Cool, man.
I don't know. I hate this part because I never think ahead about what I've learned.
I learned enough for both of us in the last like 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll share some of that knowledge.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm out. You get to do a whole show.
I'm still here.
Yay. 4 hours. And next week, best ofs, Matt and I pick some of our favorite moments. There's some of our moments
in
there.
Oh, but don't worry. Yeah. The rest of us will still be here.
Yeah.
So don't stress it.
Yeah.
You're not
you
alone.
Guys get to take over. Have fun. It's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be a party back here.
It's when the crazies run the asylum. It's going to be awesome. That's going down next week.
Normal.
Enjoy it. Details on the podcast and all of our goodness. Mm-hmm. MyStaticRadio.com.
And badness.
Yes.
And weirdness.
Team Awesome
There's
Morning
all
Party.
There. Lots of
now, bye.
Static.
Sweet.